I come Dominique. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you so much that you are our God. And you've taught us to believe that when we pray, that it will be answered. And we trust you implicitly, Father. We thank you for being our God. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you've placed in us for each other. And I thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, that the cord, the golden thread is being pulled even as we speak, and bringing us all into that one accord. That when we do pray, it's a powerful prayer because of the belief and the faith that we have that it's going to be answered. And we thank you, Father, for the authority that you've given us. And in the name of Jesus right now, I come against any kind of hindering spirit in this room to hinder our communications. I bind you up and cast you out of here right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for a wonderful time together tonight with you, Lord, leading us all the way, Lord. And I thank you for it. Father, I ask and I pray that you send your angels out there to protect our President Trump and the people around him, Lord. Give them wisdom. And I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing him into the kingdom in a mighty way. I understand he's been talking to you, Father. And I am so glad that he's doing that because you're the ultimate wisdom. And we just and strength, Lord. And we just thank you for that, Father, and protection and everything, Lord. You're our everything. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. I thank you, Father, for all that's going to be accomplished this night in this room. And I praise you, Father, and I glorify you. And I thank you for your son who went to the cross and died and was resurrected again. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us those resurrection bodies also, Lord, that we die to self and that we're priests of the Almighty God, every one of us. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father, for everyone here. And I ask, Lord, that you bless them. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Okay. Has anybody got anything they need to pray about? Because here he comes. All right. This is Raul. Okay. Yeah, Megan, go ahead. You'll have to unmute, huh? Megan, you'll have to unmute. There you go.
I think first was on Buck my sympathy, but well, he's a Christian,
Megan, we're having trouble with the audio. You need to get closer to the mic so we can hear you, hon.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I need prayer for my sincerity. Lost the priest, you know, lost it. I need for the temple of my name owing to the address of the giving of my mom.
I'm sorry, I can't understand it. It's not, you're breaking up a little bit, and the volume is back low again. Try it one more time, right up close okay. To the mic. Yeah, oh, good, that's good.
Yeah, I was on Bluetooth, so I'm sorry.
That's okay, this is much better. Go ahead.
Okay, I need a prayer request for find my Social Security card, and it's nowhere to be found. I need for me to find my name to address where my mom lives. You hear me now?
I can hear you, but for whatever reason, I'm having trouble understanding. Something about your sister?
No, Mom. I'm trying to transfer my name on the address. It's on my mom's name. I want to change it with my name. So, yeah. Like bills and stuff.
Bills and stuff.
Okay, can you hear Danny?
Back up a little bit from the speaker when you're talking.
We tried to get her on the microphone now, and now we're trying to back her up. I don't know what's going on, Megan, but go ahead one more time. We'll try to get it. Sorry.
Okay. I need a prayer request for my Social Security card. I lost it. I need in order to send my name on the home where my mom was living. The okay. Same address. Yes.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, you lost your Social Security card.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And what?
So, in order for me to transfer my name on a address that me my mom was living at.
Oh.
Yes.
You have to use your mom's address?
No, use my name.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, let me see if I got this right, because we're having trouble with okay. The audio. Let's see. You've lost your Social Security card, and you want to. Now that part, I'm kind of. Did you hear
it? Transfer address. It sounds like she said.
Oh, you want to transfer your address?
My name,
Michael. It's for her mom's property.
The proof of residence and stuff.
Oh, okay. What, Lana?
Michael, it sounds like, because if I remember correctly, when Megan's mom passed away, Megan now has to go through the process of transferring whatever assets are in her name into her own name. And she lost her Social Security card. And so she can't do that until that's found.
Oh, okay. Is that it, Megan?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's an easy one. That's an easy one. Praise the Lord. All right. The problem was me now, it wasn't you. You doing good. All right, let's pray. Father, okay. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your angels know where that card is. And I ask, Father, that you send the angels to get that card and put it where Megan could see it and pick it up and utilize it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Megan. And I ask, Father, that you do that between now and noon tomorrow, in Jesus' name. Now, I don't like to put dates on it, Lord, but I'm just so you can show Megan, have her find it before noon tomorrow. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Does everybody believe that? That Social Security card is going to show up, Megan. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because those angels are getting after it right now. You may find that before you go to bed tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Sorry about the audio business, but that's all right. Raul.
Okay.
Hey, brother. It's good to meet you. Why don't you come on and introduce yourself?
I am not speaking his English. Muy poco. I am Raul. From Chile, Sudamerican.
Yeah. What part of Chile?
Yeah, Chile. I am ministry of United Pentecostal Church from Chile.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now, bye-bye, United Pentecostal Church, Satanic Church, and Spirit, Holy Spirit and me, Betty Gers y I, Studium, Moch, Betty, Study of UVM, David L.
Okay. I think I got that. Hey, listen, do you want us to pray for your arms? Brandy was telling me that you hurt your arm.
No entiendo.
Not you? Okay. Oh, your arm. Did you hurt your arm?
Ah, mi brazo, sí.
Ah, brazo. Okay.
Two brazos. Uno, dos. En moto, caí.
Okay. I didn't understand.
Broken. It's broken. Two places?
Sí.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Okay, well, we can pray for that. God will heal it. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Lowell to you, and we thank you, Father, for your love for all of us, Lord. We know that your healing power is great, and we thank you, Father, that right now, both arms, we command them to be healed in Jesus' name. We command those bones to come together, be healed, the pain to go. And we praise you, Father, that Raul is healed by the power and the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Everybody believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's done, Raul. It is finished. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Good to meet you. I believe you're the first Chilean that we have had on the outreach.
In mi país, speaking only Spanish.
Okay, all right. Nobody, I don't speak Spanish. Angelica's not here, so she can't speak. But we have people from South Africa, from Australia.
Australia?
Yeah.
Brazil.
What is Brazil?
Well, she's not on here right now, is she? Kathleen.
Ah, okay.
She's not on here right now. We got two, actually.
Petra. No, Petra's from South Africa.
Yeah. Petra's from South Africa, but Kathleen and Erin, her daughter, and then Greg.
Claudia.
Who?
Claudia.
Claudia, yeah, Claudia. Gloria. Got three from Brazil.
Brazil, okay.
Yeah. And then Greg is from Australia. And I'm from that foreign country called Arkansas.
In the South America, very, very much people and death.
Very much people what?
And death. Spirit dead.
Spirit of death?
Sí. Much paganismo. Much paganismo. More paganismo.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I don't speak Spanish at all. I know C.
In Chile, a country, the Catholic Church, much paganismo. And Pentecostal is a bad religion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's bad.
I was a Pentecostal ministry, bad religion. Bad. Bye. Yeah. They are people. Yeah. And Pentecostal people there. Only minister.
Well, are they in that? What do they call that when they begging for money, Julie? What do they call that?
Prosperity.
Is they all into prosperity message? Gimme.
Yeah. Sí.
Yeah, he knows
most,
that one.
the Pentecostal more persecution from me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Pentecostals. Pentecostal.
More Pentecostal from me. More persecution from me.
From you?
Sí, sí.
Oh, they persecute you.
Pentecostal, bad religion, bad people, very okay. Bad people.
In Chile.
Y en Argentina, Peru.
Yeah.
Million people, Pentecostal, dead, spiritual. Chile, Peru, Paraguay, Colombia, millions Pentecostal, million Pentecostal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Many. Yeah.
Many Pentecostal.
Señor.
Yeah.
Señor Rabiel, es Pentecostal muy bien. Es Pentecostal bueno o malo?
Pentecostas y muy malo, terrible.
Bad. Yeah, and Catholic is malo.
Malo.
Catholic.
Malo.
Muy
malo.
Español. Y I am was United Pentecostal Church, one on us.
Oneness. Okay, yeah, I got you.
And not
Jesus
Trinity.
Only.
See, Jesus only. I am Jesus only.
Okay.
20 years, Jesus only.
Only Pentecostal.
United Assembly Pentecostal Church, the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Okay, I understand now. So you're from the UPC?
UPC.
Okay. All right. Well, we know where you are. That's good. We're a group here that have you been reading David's stuff? UBM? Have you been studying UBM's books?
He said, Michael, that he has been listening for, what, 5 años, Raul?
¿Cómo? Dime, repite.
To, I can't remember the name for, ¿cómo se llama listen in español?
Listen?
Yes.
Mírame?
Yeah,
escúchame.
Or, you know,
¿cómo Bible se llama? Study.
Listen. Anyway, he says he's been listening for 5 years, or at least 5 years, for UBM, you've been listening to UBM for five years, or at least. He's been listening to UBM for at least 5 years, Michael. And he said he's been calling, trying to get someone to call him back or contact him back for 5 years. I was a little surprised about that. So
he didn't.
Rory that used to be with the ministry.
Okay. Let's see. Listen, Dominic, do you understand?
No, I understand.
Huh? You got your hand up. What you got, buddy?
I rose my hand earlier before Raul started talking.
Oh, okay.
I'm not proficient in Spanish. I'm sorry.
Well, why not?
Good That's question. I took it for 2 years in high school and I was like, I'm done with this. So,
okay.
I think the only reason I passed is because my teacher didn't like me. So.
Okay.
I can't remember much, you know, coming from Dallas, but it's been 6 years since I spoke Spanish, so I can't remember much. So.
Well, maybe somebody can. Sue, do you speak Spanish, or do you just?
Muy poquito español.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get Angelica on here, see if she can come on.
She knows it better. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Amber does, but she's studying. We can pray.
Amber knows Spanish?
Yeah, she lived in Mexico. She went to school in Mexico.
I never did. Let me see if I can get her. Y'all go ahead and talk while I'm doing it. Or not.
We're muted. Does that mean we can unmute?
You can. Of course you
can. I have a testimony. If
okay.
Feel a little void time here. Over the weekend, it was about a good 24 hours or more, I was battling some kind of virus infirmity or whatever. You know, I just kept pressing into the Lord and kept casting the symptoms down and just try to rest and pray and started feeling better. Started feeling better yesterday. Well, it was kind of off and on, but it was just, I don't know what kind of flu it was, a virus, something, but it was my head and digestion and fever, and I'm not sure what all, but praise God, it was only about an hour, only about a day, about 24 hours, and felt so much better by the end of last night. And then after I ate something, I felt better. So praise the Lord for all that. So he gets all the glory. He healed me. And, you know, it was a trial of being patient in faith and rebuking the symptoms and casting them all down and just being able to rest in the Lord and still trying to pray and, you know, doing warfare against, well, just what we've been called to do right now, you know, for the time that we're in right now. So, but it was, you know, I just think it was huge attack from the enemy, not wanting me to be able to do my job. So, but by the grace of God, got through that, really, really persevered through that. But it's not, you know, no fun being sick. Thank you, Jesus. He bore all that for us. So, and anyway, that's my short little testimony. God gets all the glory.
Okay. All right, there she is. Praise the Lord. All right, Raul. This lady here knows Spanish, Angelica. Angelica, hi. Say hello to Raul.
Hi. Angelica Garza. Angelica Garza, yes. But my Spanish is not so good, but I will try.
Okay.
Mi español no es muy bien, pero voy a tratar de explicar.
Ya, muy bien.
We already know more than I do. Okay, Raul, now, Angelica, ask him if he's been reading the books of UBM. I think he has.
Raul, ¿has leído las...
Sí, he leído muchos libros, todos, casi todos los libros, porque yo estoy tratando de comunicarme con UVM hace 5 años y nadie me respondía. Yo hoy día le mandé un mail por si acaso a alguien y esa persona me respondió. Yo siempre leo y enseño los libros UVM porque yo era predicador, no famoso, pero con mucha fuerza de pentecostal. Pero yo siempre busqué la verdad.
Ah, okay. Michael, he said he's read all the books and that he also, you know, was preaching, not on a big or grand scale, but in the Pentecostal faith. And but he's, you know, I don't know if he's still Pentecostal, but it seems that he's, you know, since he sought for the truth. ¿Todavía estás Pentecostal or no?
No, la Pentecostal ahora me quieren matar porque yo predico contra la iglesia y siempre predico y nunca me estoy muriendo, siempre estoy como metralleta. Siempre, y cuando estudio UVM, más publico, más blog, más agrego a la gente pentecostal hispana para que aprenda más. Y conocí un hombre de UVM y él me ayudó un tiempo y él no tuvo paciencia conmigo y terminó enojado conmigo. Se llama Rory Moore y eso.
Okay, Michael, he said that Yeah, he's no longer in the Pentecostal faith, and he does preach against the faith, or I guess the truth, rather than against the faith. And you know, they just don't receive him very well, and so he's kind of just been persecuted in that way.
Yeah, that Pentecostal faith is a religious spirit.
Angélica, acá está un poco peligroso hace un tiempo predicar un poco contra la iglesia. ¿Me entiendes?
Sí.
Aquí hace un tiempo está un poco peligroso porque la gente ya se fue a la carne total y amenazan con metralleta, con, tú sabes, con pistolas y toda la cosa. Lo mismo, hay mucha lucha acá, entre ellos y entre los demás, entre todos.
Oh, wow. He said it's very dangerous to preach the gospel. Especially, you know, the truth of what he's learned outside of the Pentecostal faith. And, I mean, they'll put the gun to your face and different things like that now.
Really?
Hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, we need to pray for him then. Angelica, would you pray for him in Spanish?
Protection? I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can. ¿Puedes entender un poquito de inglés? O ¿Puedes entender a Brother Michael?
No lo puedo entender porque él habla con mucho acento.
Ah, oh, okay. His accent, yeah.
What accent? I ain't got an accent.
Es el mismo por nosotros y somos de aquí también, so es bien.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll pray for him and go slow, Angelica, if you'll.
Okay, voy a tratar de decirte la oración de Brother Michael para ti.
Okay.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that you loose your warrior angels.
Hold on.
So, okay, go ahead.
So, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús, nosotros pregunta que los ángeles van a estar alrededor I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Raul.
Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, yeah, and to surround him, Lord, and protect him from all the enemy. And Father, we thank you that when he speaks, that the people would listen. And that those that are yours, I better slow down, isn't it?
Okay, hold on one second.
Y'all just agree with me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you're leading Raul by your spirit to preach and to talk to the people that you want him to talk to. And Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for what you're doing in Raul. And Lord, we ask and we pray that those people that you have called and elected will hear, and you'll open up their eyes and their ears to hear the truth of the gospel and come out and separate themselves from that oneness religion. And we thank you for it, Father. Can you paraphrase it?
Yes, I will try. Just one second. I'm trying to get in a translator.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord God, that vas a projetar el todo lo que hace ahí en Chile, Lord God, Brother Raul, Lord God, that y que unas unas palabras en el nombre de Jesús que de sabiduría, sí. Dales odios para oír y hojas para ver, del gran amor de corazón y paciencia por los perdidos, Lord, en nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I just ask and I pray that you would do a supernatural miracle in Raul to where he can understand the language that he needs to understand when he's talking to people. You've done it before to people. I remember the guy from Georgia that could speak any language that he needed to. And I ask that you give this gift to Raul in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Bendiga a Raul para entender el idioma inglés de manera sobrenatural. En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening him and giving him a bold and great faith to believe every promise that you've given us in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I think she's changing it over.
Yes. So. Gracias, Señor, para fortalecerlo y darle el fe valiente y cada promesa en la palabra de Dios. En nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the great work you're going to do in Raul now. And from this point on, and we thank you, Father, he is a part of this fellowship now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know a little bit of Spanish, and I just said it all right there. Praise God. Raul. It's good to have you on with us. You're a brother in Christ to us. We love you.
Amen.
And we will keep on praying for you.
I love you, man.
Love you too. Okay, Dominique. Did you have something you want to add or just you got something else you want to talk about?
Okay, I just unmuted myself and for some reason unmuted me after that. So I didn't have anything to add to that, but I actually was praying along with you guys. I feel like it's strengthened me, so that's cool. But just real quick, I prayed, I asked Kate, I had been dealing with like teeth issues for like 3 months. And I just didn't accept it, so I prayed. I asked Katie to pray, and the past 2 days I haven't had any toothache or anything. So that's awesome. And then a quick prayer request. We have a Facebook page that we've had for like 2 years that we haven't posted anything on it. I've been waiting for God to lead, and I believe that he has. My one friend Vinny just recorded a testimony. So I just ask that, you know, that God leads on it. I might even be able to share UVM stuff on there too. I feel like I'd be able to reach out to the younger generation so they can see what's going on and how God truly works and everything. So, yeah, if you guys just want to pray that God leads, I don't want to do it if he doesn't lead it. So, that's all.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you to lead him by your spirit and not his flesh in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing it for Dominique in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your protection round about him as well and to put a hunger in Dominique for the Word of God, that it would, when he reads it, it stays with him. And we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Lana. Oh, go ahead, Judy. Go ahead, Lana.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to ask for some prayer as well. So my family, who I talk to kind of on and off, usually in a chat group that we have going, I usually don't get involved in much of their conversations. They kind of treat politics as taboo to talk about for one reason or another. I don't think they realize that that's what they do. But recently something came up that I shared with, and they questioned me. And so I went on the limb and answered the question or the challenge in a way, and also used it as an opportunity to share what I believe I see happening via the Lord's plans and we being his vessels. And I felt really good about what I had said in terms of that it was biblical and it was encouraging, and that it really didn't leave a lot of room for argument in terms of I wasn't calling anybody out or trying to do anything like that. It just feels like that any time I show up my opinion to my family, I get spiritually attacked. It's very nerve-wracking to share anything, because then I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for somebody to attack anything I've said or completely ignore me. It's usually one of the two. No, I rarely get any support, rarely any comments. Even if I'm purely posting, if I just post a Bible verse, even then it's questionable. And I've been praying it down and asking the Lord to just lead me, that if I choose to share, that it be his will, and that I ignore any attacks that are trying to tell me that I was in the wrong, because I know that message is getting to their heads. Why they choose to not acknowledge it or agree in faith that, for example, that President Trump's going to go for a second term or whatever else they're worried about. I know it's demonic forces working against me and against them, and they don't realize this, but it's very painful to see. And it really drains my strength as I'm casting down anxiety and worry when I shouldn't be. I really shouldn't be. I know how my family functions, but yet there's all this going on in the spirit, and it's hard. But you come to a point where you're like, that's it. Never going to share anything with them again. But I can't do that. They're my family, and the Lord wants to speak to them.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, you know, I just want some support prayers so the Lord gives me wisdom and frees me of all these tormenting spirits so I can speak freely and confidently with his approval. Amen. And outside of that, I'm not interested in much more conversation with them, really. But the Lord deserves a voice, and so far it's been on my heart to say something, at least a little, to give them hope.
Okay. Missy's got a little experience there, it looks like. She wants to add something to it. Go ahead, Missy. You have to unmute. Yeah, there you go.
I totally know what that's like, Lana, totally. And I've had to ask the Lord to really give me a lot of wisdom. And
reckon when he's going to do that.
It's funny. To be weak to the weak and not, you know, I hate to tell you, but the Lord said, if they persecuted you, they're going to persecute. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. That's what you're going. It's religious spirits. And, yep. And it's a no win situation in the respect of, you're gonna get some backlash. You just have to be led by the Lord and feel strong and firm in what you shared, and don't allow the enemy to condemn you. And I know it's hard, believe me, I know it's hard when you have your family ridicule you. I absolutely do. And that's something that I've struggled with here recently. And like, for instance, I sent my family, like my mom and dad and my sister and my brother, and a couple other in the family. I didn't send anything to everybody about, you know, what's going on with POTUS right now and stuff like that. I didn't feel send anything to either of my sons because they're not even believers yet. And they've expressed that just using the terminology conspiracy theories and stuff like that. So I just held back. I didn't send them anything, but the Lord gave me a couple little things that I could send them. Like for instance, there was a little note from the president about how he enacted the Insurrection Act or whatever, something like that. So I sent that to my boys and my daughter-in-law, and then I just sent them a thing letting them know that the president was supposed to speak, and I just left it be. Nobody responded or whatever, but because I'm like, Lord, you know, I don't want to not tell him anything. And I just felt like him just saying, sit back, you know, just rest. Don't send them anything. And I knew when I ran across a couple different things, like I just said, that those were the things that I could send to them. It's just little tidbits, you know, you just got to really, you'll know.
I'll tell you what I did before I went home this last time. Is I bound up the spirits before I even went in the house. And once I got inside the house, I took authority and bound those spirits up. I didn't have a minute's problem the whole time I was home. Matter of fact, I've got a testimony as soon as we get through here.
Right. That's something that I've learned that I have to do is, like, for instance, if one of my family members calls me, you know, it's like, you just quick in your mind, okay, I bind up spirits, you know, or whatever, you know, or when I send them something, you know, I pray and ask the Lord to anoint it, and they be all right with it and all, and understand or whatever.
Amen.
But anyway, so Father, I just ask you to give Lana rest and peace in her heart, Lord, and count it all joy. Count it all joy, you know, when they cast you away, you know, and don't want to talk to you. And there's something in Luke chapter 6 that says about that, you know, because your reward is great in the kingdom. So it'll change through your prayers. You know, you just got to ask the Lord to give you the opportunities. And from what you said, you did have that opportunity, but you're planting seeds and they don't always sprout right away. And you just trust that the Lord's going to water them and make them grow, you know. And
amen. Thank you, Lord. Malcolm, you got something you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us have had experiences like this where we have loved ones, and we see they're not walking with the Lord or whatever, or corrections or different things, and it's taken me a few years to figure out that I need to keep my mouth shut, actually. The more I keep my mouth shut, the better it gets. not better in the sense that less conflict, because there's a deep hatred, especially if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. I think Satan has access to some people, and somehow their demons it's just a deep hatred. It's really supernatural. Of course, I guess a lot of life isn't supernatural, but for instance, my father-in-law wanted to get this COVID vaccination thing, and I had an idea he wasn't going to listen to me, even though I'm probably the most well versed on this, you know, from what I know, but my wife got pretty upset, and actually some other family members did, and my wife was able to talk to him, and he refused to look at any videos or anything, but after my wife talked to him, he he said, yeah, I guess I better cancel my appointment. So well, that was a big relief to me. But I think the Lord can work in other ways other than us when we're shut out because, you know, like with Jesus, well, you've heard, you know, the saying that, I forget it. It's a cute little saying. It's not from the Bible, though. But, I know. Familiarity breeds contempt, you know. And, you know, Jesus was not accepted in his own hometown and couldn't hardly do anything there. But I've really seen the Lord working in ways while I try to stay in the background and pray my heart out, you know. I should probably pray my heart out even more than I have been. But one thing I noticed, we had a birthday party for a family member here, and the night before I prayed quite a bit, and then the next morning I prayed that the Lord would help me to keep my mouth shut. And I was really, I didn't want to, I just didn't want to spoil what the Lord wanted to do by opening my mouth. So I play the piano, and they had an out-of-tune piano at the house. It was terrible. But I just sat down after we ate, and I just started playing stuff kind of quietly. And, you know, I noticed the atmosphere in the room changed. And I thought, well, that's interesting because music can – you can reach hearts with music when talking doesn't work. People got quiet and a little more serious, and I don't know. So and I recognize not everybody does music or whatever. It's just that the Lord uses other methods when our methods are not what he wants, the way he's going to deal with somebody. But he does hear our prayers. You can rest on that the Lord hears our prayers. He knows. And in fact, I don't know if it's one of the Psalms or in Isaiah or somewhere, but it says that the desires of the righteous are something like the desires of the righteous are fulfilled or something like that. The Lord hears those desires. Anyway, we do know the Lord knows our hearts and he knows what our longings are. And another thing is household salvation that there's some great teachings on UVM's website on that. Anyway, I've talked plenty here.
Okay. Go ahead, Sue.
Now,
I wanted to pray for Lana too. And I know that, you know, I know we want our families to come in our anxiousness sometimes, and I've been guilty of this, the Lord has been showing me, sometimes in our anxious wanting them to come in, we end up going a little too far with our speaking. So it's something that it's like, that's why we have to wait on the Lord for him to show us when we can speak to them. I know I've had to back away from my family for ever since I've been down here. I haven't had much contact with them, but lately, but I've been just praying for them. And lately, I've been able to have more contact with them. And I've had a couple incidents where I was persecuted and by my daughter as well as my sister. The thing that I had to recognize is they've got demons. They're dealing with demons, and I have to pray against those, come against those demons. You know, like Michael was saying. But the biggest thing is we need to hear from the Lord and make sure we are speaking. That's what the Lord was showing me, that to make sure that I'm speaking what he wants me to speak and when he wants me to speak. If I'm trying to do it because I want them to know, and there's nothing wrong with wanting your family to come in, because that's us, you know, we're all like that. We want our families to come in. But if we give them the word, and even if the Lord says, okay, I want you to give them the word, and don't be moved by what they say or do. just give him the word that the Lord wants you to give him and recognize that it's up to him to do something with that word, because his word doesn't come back void. And our family is, our family, because we're following the Lord, our families are to be household salvation. And he said he's going to make a way to bring them in. So we stand on those truths. And so, Lord, I pray that you help Lana and all of us to continue to stand on your promises and your word, continue to pray for our families, and that you give us the wisdom and the time that we're supposed to reach them and touch them, and the words that you want us to speak to them about. And even if we have no reaction or a major reaction, that we not be moved by what they say or do, but be moved by your word, because we were speaking it according to you. So thank you, Father, for our household salvation that you're going to bring them in Jesus' name. We stand on that.
Stand Amen. On that. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it's been a trial, but you know, it's okay. When I got persecuted, I thought I was going to... Okay. When I got persecuted, I didn't know how I was going to feel. You know, because this is your family. They're persecuting you. You feel like you're going to, you could cry or something. But I felt like... I felt joyous even in the midst of it. I mean, I was a little bit nervous and bothered in one sense, but in the same sense, I felt, yes, at least I'm getting a response. Even if it's a bad one. It's like the Lord said, he'd rather you be hot or cold and not lukewarm. And there, the one sister, that's where she was. So, and she didn't recognize, but we're okay now for right now. She still doesn't understand a lot, but at least, if it's possible, be at peace with all men. So thank you.
Amen. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who is that? Oh, that's David. David, I couldn't see your face. All I could see was your hand, but I knew it had to be in your big old fat hand like that, for goodness sake. Go ahead, brother.
I've been battling myself just not to say it or not to say it, but I know I need to say it because, it's not easy following Jesus, especially the fact that your own family persecutes you for it. But it's been a tough battle with my family. They're attacking me from every corner. It feels like I'm being like the people in the temple try to run Jesus off the cliff. I almost feel the same way. And to be honest, I am getting pretty weak, battling it all the time. And I do need the strength. And I'd like for you guys to pray so God could send in the angel to protect me from whatever they're throwing at me and give me the strength to carry on.
Okay. Yeah, let me tell Brandy good night. Yeah, Lord, we lift up David and his family to you. Lord, they're going through a lot of persecution from the family. But Father, I ask and I pray that you continually lead David and his wife to keep their eyes on you. You're the prize. You are the prize. And Father, we thank you for doing that for David. This persecution he's getting from the family, we understand why it's being done, to kill the flesh and to keep us humble, but true to the cause, and the cause is Jesus. And Lord, we know that even through these trials that we go through, I know they're just hammering it from every angle, but Lord, I ask this, you said that your love would outweigh all of that stuff, and I ask that you just, that your glory would come down upon David and his family in a mighty way, Lord. Show him your love, Lord, and I thank you for that. And place in him a heart of boldness to speak what the word says and not to capitulate to anyone. And Lord, we thank you for that. But to be meek and to humble himself and to just pray and to, Father, we ask that you don't put any more on him and his family than they can stand, Lord. You said you wouldn't do that. And we ask, Lord, that this relentless onslaught by his family would cease. We ask that in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you for that, Father. But we do ask that your angels go minister to him and his family. And Lord, we ask that when he prays for his family and during their prayer time, that the Shekinah glory would come in and bolster them up in your love, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing in David and his family.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thanks, Lord. I'd like to pray, Michael, if that's okay.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. This for David and everyone else who's also experiencing this at this time. I want to share Matthew 5:11-13. Blessed are ye when men shall reproach you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to cast out and be trodden underfoot of men. And I also want to read, one thing the Lord taught me was that, 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good morals. And this really does apply to our family. I mean, we all have had strong connections with people prior to us coming to the knowledge of the truth. And when God is truly doing a separating work, he separates us from those that we really love and we don't have maybe issues with, or who we really highly respect, you know, because they have wisdom or, you know, understanding in this area or that area. But the thing is that, you know, there has to be a separation in the spirit, because that's what holiness is, especially if they're not in the Lord, or even if they are in the Lord and that God's calling you to a greater measure of his glory. We have to be able to separate ourselves from them, but still love them and fight the good fight of faith for them, because we know that they're not going to understand where you're at. We know that they're not going to agree with you, but yet God's not opening their eyes at this time, and he may not be calling him to that place of glory where he's calling you. So, God has to be our new place where we go for wisdom, for counsel, and God's people have to be the place where we go to for counsel, for wisdom, for understanding. And it can't be, where we're more comfortable with, perhaps in the family, with family ties and things like that. But also, I wanted to read 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. Is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. A lot of times I think we are self-seeking, and that we want our families to be saved, but yet we don't really consider that the wisdom that we're trying to put on them, the Lord may not be giving them in that moment. And that's not grace for them, because they can't walk in that, and that's condemning to them. And and it's not easily angered, right? We get angry when they don't receive us, but perhaps we're speaking out of line with the Holy Spirit. And we need to come to a place where we don't depend upon people for our acceptance, where we're fully dependent upon the Lord for that, because, you know, he says, I just read earlier, rejoice when they persecute you, because the Spirit of God is in you, because he accepts you. And that's where our strength needs to come from, because if God is for you, who can be against you? And the Bible says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, it hopes, and always preserves.
love never fails. And so, you know, we need to learn to bear, you know, bear with others in their ignorance. And so I just want to pray for others and myself as well. So Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you so much, Father God, for your word, Lord God. It's a light unto our feet, Lord God, and you just continually guide us with it, Father God. And I lift up David and everyone else here, Father God. And Lord, I ask for a spirit of refreshment, Father God, to fall upon your people, Lord God. I just bind and break the power of weary and well-doing, Father God, discouragement, despair, Father God, rejection, Father God. I rebuke that. I command that to go in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, you called us to bear fruit in love, Father God, and love is long-suffering, Father God, and that's our cross, Father God. We have to bear our cross to see those that we love come into this kingdom, Father God. So we ask you for the strength to bear our cross in love, Father God. We know that by faith we have that nature of love in us, Father God, that we otherwise do not have, that we have patience, we have strength, we have understanding, Father God, we have wisdom, Father God, we have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places because you gave us that, Father. And we thank you, Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for that, Father God. But we bind and break the power of every wicked spirit coming against anyone here, Lord God, Lana, Lord God, we bind any discouragement, despair, despondency, depression, oppression, you go in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, Father God, that you teach us, Lord God, to love as Jesus loved, Lord God, to not seek our own, Father God, but to fully trust you, Father God, with the salvation of our family, Father God, that even in the last moment, Father God, you can work a miracle, Father God, and we can trust you, Father God. We don't have to know every play-by-play, Father God. We can trust you, and we can trust that when we pray, Father God, that you're answering, Father God, and you're working, Father God. And so we bless you, and we praise you, Father God. But I just rebuke the devil off the brethren in the name of Jesus. I just rebuke all fainting. You go in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Mm-hmm. And I just speak peace, Father God. Peace be still to the hearts of your people, Father God, who love you, Father God, who want to see you, Father God, and their family, Father God. I pray that you grant them patience and strength, Father God, to endure, Father God, and that you season and salt their love, their words with love, Father God, and that their actions, Father God, would speak louder to their family members than their words, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Angelica. That was a great prayer. Awesome. Okay, Dominique.
Okay, so spare you guys my whole testimony. It just relates to this. I'm not going to say everything, obviously. So when I first was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I came home like so excited to tell my whole family about the truth. And they had been Christians, but they were all Lutheran. And they had no idea, like, they knew what I was talking about, but they didn't agree with it, basically. And, so I was persecuted for a while, and about like 6 months into my faith, I fell away for a while, for about a whole year. And none of them were ever rude to me in that time. They were all very nice to me and treated me like I was my old self again, because I was. And then when I finally came back, I said, no, I'm not going to continue living like the world does. By God's grace, of course. My family went back to persecuting me very strongly, to the point to where I actually didn't have a place to stay for one night. And God, by his grace, granted me a place to stay at my friend's house for the night, and I was allowed back afterwards. Now, I'm definitely the least of the family. I mean, I'm the youngest, and I'm 4 years behind everybody in terms of, like, when they were 18, they left, and I'm 22, and I'm still, you know, staying at mom's. I'm working on trying to get my own apartment now, but, you know, so they don't really listen to me when it comes to that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's always been discouraging because my family's pretty close to each other. But an encouraging thing about it, though, is my sister is starting to see how I see. I prayed over her back. She's had back problems her whole life. She had scoliosis when she was really young. And, you know, she was healed. She was amazed by it. She would tell my other sister about it. My other sister was asking questions about, like, praying in tongues and stuff. And she doesn't even believe in God. She's not a Lutheran at all. So my sister Jessica, you know, she's really been, you know, she's still in sin, but I can see it chipping away at her just a little bit. Like, I see the truth coming in, you know, she saw her 9-year-old daughter like reading out of a spell book to one of her friends, and she took it seriously. You know what I mean? She didn't freak out, but she realized that this is bad. It's witchcraft and it's demonic. You know, I feel like a lot of Christian parents are like, oh, it's their kids having fun, you know, and, you know, or, well, so-called Christian. So, you know, it takes time. And we know, you know, just praying and being an example sometimes is the best thing, you know, and that's just how I see it. So, you know, I found that whenever I try to interject and share my opinion without it being asked, that's when the argumentative spirit comes in, and it affects me too. I get upset and I start arguing, because I've always been kind of argumentative, because I always thought that I knew more than other people. It's been humbling seeing that I'm not in the world smarter than others. And it was also a humbling experience because I believed in like evolution, and I was really into all that. So when I came to Christ and found out the truth, it was like everything that I knew kind of fell in on me. So it's kind of like being born again, you know, like I'm starting off from basic. So, you know, we just got to remember that it's like trying to teach a baby algebra sometimes when it comes to our family members seeing the truth. And it just takes time. And we got to just, you know, just keep praying and knowing that God can move mountains. So we could definitely move our family's heart. And that's just how we have to continue looking at it, and, you know, never giving up hope either. So, you know, there's definitely been times where I'm like, this ain't going to happen. But I know it is, because God gave me a vision about it. But that's a topic for another time. That's all I wanted to say and add in. Right.
Well, I'll tell you something, Dominique. He's going to grow up new believers fast, very fast, a whole lot faster than he has in the past. And that's what's heartening about it. Go ahead, Debbie or Denny or whichever one of you. You're going to have to unmute. That's required.
I was actually trying to get on to share the very same thing that Angelica shared. I have my Bible open to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, yes. And so I was going to share verses 9 through 12. But I was thinking about that was that he told us to rejoice when we're persecuted. And he tells us to rejoice because if he could rejoice when through the persecution, we can do it. And if we're not rejoicing because of the fact that it's for Christ's sake, we rejoice, then we can't do these other things. We can't, you know, be poor in spirit, and we can't be gentle, and we receive all the blessings and these other beatitudes, these other things. It's because we feel we're battling, like David said. God doesn't really want, I don't think he really wants us to be battling. He wants us just to rejoice that we're being persecuted, and to stay binding the spirits that are coming against our loved ones or whoever the person is, binding those spirits. But he doesn't want us so weary that we don't want to go on. And so he just wants us to see what he has in the word and do what his word says. And in verse 16 says, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. I don't remember Angelica share that verse or not, but then if we're battling to the point of exhaustion, you know, that we can't do that either. We can't let our light shine. We can't be that love and salt of the earth that she mentioned. So just wanted to share my thoughts on that, and I guess I want to pray too for that also. So Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be obedient to what you tell us to do in your word. Help us to rejoice, Lord. We need your, by your grace, can we do that, Lord? We know we can, and we ask for your grace and your strength to do this, Lord. Help us be able to do that, because it's for your name's sake, Lord. And Father, I pray that you'll help us to have faith in our authority and in our binding, Lord, that when something is bound, it is bound, God. And we can go on rejoicing in you and trusting in your word, Lord, and your love for us, and allow your love to still shine out for our loved ones, Lord. I just agree with Angelica's prayer, Lord, and pray that you'll help us to be obedient in these things, Lord, trusting you that we can attain to these things you would have us to, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Will, did you have your hand up, brother?
I did, but it went down by itself. Thank you for noticing. I just have when I was persecuted by my family, I got a word from the Lord called reunion. I just want to read it. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And Jacob said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present and my hand, for therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore, I be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. He declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. I just want to... there's a section in Speak Grace, Not Condemnation. There's a section David wrote about the blunt axe and charming the serpent, which I wanted to share. I think it's, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to say where the pages are. In PDF, chapter 3, week to the week of Speak Grace, Not Condemnation. There's a very good segment on speaking to family in particular, which I found to be very good, because when I first came to the Lord, you're so feisty, you know, you're ready to fight for the Lord. You're going to talk about everything and tell them the truth. And you, and when they say something, you're going to be ready to to fight back. And it was very unproductive. I must say what Dominique said about praying for them and living it. Is far more powerful than fighting with them, you know. And that's just what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, Will. That was good. Go ahead, Phil.
I have a neighbor that rides around on her wheelchair, and she'll sing really loudly, out of tune. Just, I don't know what she sings. She has her ears plugged, and she'll just ride around in her driveway. And you know, the Lord put a soft spot in my, well, she, how do you say it? I had a soft spot in my heart for her as soon as I saw her. And I said, you know what? I need to give her one of those cards that Judy had sent out, the Psalm 91. I still have a couple left. And I never got around to doing it. But today I went to the mailbox and she was singing. I could understand it this time. It was Your Grace Is Enough. If you know that song. And she kept repeating, Your Grace Is Enough. And she kept singing it. And I was like, wow, she must be a believer. So I ran home. I waved at her, you know, got my mail, went home, got my little card, the Psalm 91 Soldier's Psalm. And I walked over to her and I said, hi, I'm Theo, and I wanted you to have this prayer card, you know, and it's one of my favorite psalms. And sorry. So she was really happy. She was smiling. So her name is Julia, and I don't know what's wrong with her legs and why she's in a wheelchair, but I want to give her a sovereign God book, and I believe the Lord is going to do a work in her. So if we could just pray for her.
Okay. You want to pray for her?
Yeah, sure. Father, I thank you for giving me the courage to finally walk up to Julia.
First white thing.
Introduce myself to her and give her the Psalm 91 prayer card that Judy had sent out, which I thank you for putting it in her heart to send that to me. And I just give her into your hands, Lord, and I know that you have a mighty plan for her. You have a great work prepared. And I bind up all the condemnation that goes her way, any witchcraft that is being sent her way. I know that many people drive by and see her shouting out to the street. And I break up all those curses that are being sent her way, any kind of hate or judgments and any word curses, whatever, Lord, any of that, you know. I bind all that up and I cast it down and I command the spirits of infirmity off of her, that she receives her full healing, Father, and that wheelchair is going to be no longer needed. And I pray that the Sovereign God book gets here quickly and I can give it to her, that she'll read it and just absorb it. And I believe that she is a believer. And I thank you, Father, for placing us just a couple of houses down. And I hope that we can continue a friendship and have a fellowship together soon. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for healing. I thank you for getting her through this and doing a mighty work in her. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We believe it, Lord. We believe with Theo that Julie is healed, delivered, and set free. And Lord, we ask you that while you're doing that you fill her up with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, man. Lord, Julie, you come on out of that wheelchair in the name of Jesus. And be healed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Oh, I have one more. I think I've spoken about him before. I have an old engineering friend. He's in his 70s. I met him out in Texas. Jim.
I too, though. He's
about to retire. He's in his 70s. He tells me he's old, so that's why I passed it on. He's one of my closest friends. You know, okay. I speak to him all the time, and he's always sending me gifts and trinkets and, you know, and all kinds of stuff that he doesn't care about anymore. Chess sets, you name it, pocket knives. So I sent him Sovereign God, and, you know, he called me yesterday, and he just said, you know what? Because he's a Catholic. He's a non-practicing Catholic. So he's no longer a Catholic, but he grew up with. And he said that when he read about how everything is in God's hands, there is no plan B, no plan C, God doesn't make mistakes, everything is his will and his plan, he said he just smiled and he just got this peace that, you know what, I'm freaking out for no reason. It's all in God's hands. He's like, now I just need to get past the part of forgiving all of the child, you know, traffickers and getting past that. And I said, yeah, it's beyond our understanding, but vengeance is the Lord's. And so he understands all that. So I thank God for Jim, and Father, you bring him into the full gospel. Those Catholic ways are done. So thank you, Lord, for that. For that, his eyes are seeing and his ears are hearing the truth. Glory to God.
Did you freeze up?
Who?
You.
What did you miss?
No, I got it. I got it. Okay. Did you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. Now it's finished. Okay. Hang on, Missy. Let me get Will. He's had his hand up for quite a while. Go ahead, Will.
Hello.
example, I forgot. My sister asked me to pray for my other sister's mother-in-law. She's been diagnosed with the coronavirus, and there's no room in the hospital to admit her. She's got, she had, well, I'll say today, she had problems breathing. So I just want to pray for her. And also, we've been experiencing a drought now for 2 weeks. We haven't had any rain for 2 weeks. And I also just want to pray about that. I've been doing my warfare, and normally it starts raining, but this time it's been taking some time. So I'm sort of asking the Lord if I'm being punished for something that I may be doing. I'm just asking him why, if there's another reason for this happening. So I just want to pray about that. Lord, I pray for Aunt Francie, that she will be healed, and I've already prayed that, Lord, so I'm praising you that she will be healed in the name of Jesus, and that she will start breathing again normally, and she won't have a hard time breathing, and that you've freed her through our faith, Lord, through our soul salvation. There's not really much the devil can do to her now, Lord, that she's under our protection, and that we're all praising you for her healing and for that, for the blessing on her life. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to glorify your name in this and use this to for your glory and for their salvation. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for healing.
Lord, I know from a teaching that if we're going through a trial, we must ask maybe two questions. Lord, am I doing something wrong? Is there something that you want to teach me? I'm asking about the drought, Lord, that if there is any willful disobedience in my life that I may be being chastened for, that you will reveal it. And if not, Lord, that you will please send rain. And it's starting to get really dry, Lord, that you will please bless the land with rain, and that the season will be blessed, and that this farm is not under the curse, Lord, that we'll get our rain in season. Thank you for your blessing on the cross, and that you've freed us from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let me pray right quick for Clara's chickens. They're going mental on her. In the name of Jesus right now, we command those chickens to settle down. We command your safety, protection around all of her chickens. They're not under the curse. Them chickens are under her authority. Them chickens are getting fat, and they're going to be nice to eat, or they're going to be great layers in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that they put out 2 eggs a day in Jesus' name. I'm talking about a piece. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. She'll be able to give them out. Look for it. It's going to happen. Okay, go ahead, Debbie and Denny.
I'm listening to Raul reminds me of Junior. You know, you remember him, what he shared about? He's the father of two of Victory's children. She has three, and he's the father of two of them. He's from Cuba, but he speaks Spanish. And when we're around him in Illinois, he just talks to you like you understand him. Like you understand what he's saying. And he's been in the States for about 5 years. Hasn't learned English yet. But anyway, it just made me want to really pray for him, because he said a few short months ago that he told Victor that he gave his heart to God when he was visiting his brother's church in Rockford, Illinois. But there's been no sign of it. It's been very bad. He hasn't been around his kids. And then we heard, and that's been a couple months, then we heard he went to Texas. He has a Christian brother in Texas. And he tried to call Victory and say he was in Texas. I don't know what happened with all that, but now he's blocked her. So don't know where he really is at with the Lord. Or if anything has happened with he'll be with his brother in Texas, who says he's a Christian. I don't really know where they're at. This is what he says. So
I want to pray for him. I really think the Lord really wants to reach out to him and save him. So, yeah, we pray for Junior, Lord.
Thank you
for his salvation, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just administer to him, Lord. Draw him to yourself, God. Can only be by your drawing, Lord, that he could be saved, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. We pray, Lord, that if these two brothers really are believers, Lord, that they would speak your life to him, Lord. And Lord, they will show him the way to go, Lord, through your word. Mm-hmm. We just pray for him now in his salvation. Believe for it, Lord, and to believe him to be one of your elect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And there will be forgiveness become between him and victory, Lord. And that you will do whatever it is you want to do there, Lord. But we just pray for his salvation now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for doing a quick work in him in Jesus' name. We bind up anger and frustration out of him right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, who's next? Oh, Missy, I forgot you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll get you in a minute.
I have a testimony. Sunday, having been on this fast, you know, only water, I didn't have my coffee in the morning. And I had this horrible caffeine headache to the point by the evening, I was like, okay, Lord, oh, please forgive me for drinking coffee, caffeinated coffee. And I felt like I was gonna lose my cookies. That's how bad the headache got. And I'm like, Lord, if I gotta puke to get rid of this or whatever, to get delivered from this caffeine demon, this addiction, you know, whatever. So eventually, I did lose my cookies. But anyway, and I did feel a little bit better, and. Then when I get up in the morning, I had the headache all night long, but it was kind of like off and on. I got up in the morning and yesterday morning, I still had it just a little bit. And then it just like all the, and then I just really came against it and told the rest of the symptoms to go. And that I didn't receive any caffeine withdrawal symptoms. Cause I know I've heard some people go through it for days, you know. And and it was like all of a sudden I started, you know, not long after that, I just started really feeling a lot better and more energized and everything. And I went out and took a walk, and I ended up walking further than what I anticipated. I did my whole walk. And but anyway, I just want to praise the Lord for that. And then I got up this morning and I didn't have caffeinated coffee. I had decaf, but I felt fine. I didn't feel like sluggish or anything from not having my caffeine, you know, and I was like, thank you, Lord. I felt just as energized as if I would have had coffee, you know. So praise you, Jesus. Thank you for delivering me from that. And I'm not going back to that stuff.
Amen.
I'm with decaf now. So praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, Elena.
I have a prayer request from my mom, actually. I went shopping with her yesterday, and she has a cataract in her eye. I think she said it's her left eye, and she had it for a long time, and they scheduled a surgery for her, and then like she decided to cancel it. She just really didn't want to go through with it, and she believed that through like eye exercises and other, you know, natural remedies, she could heal her eye. But she hasn't been doing any of that, you know. And then she's like, well, I'm praying for healing, but her eye's been getting worse yesterday we were driving and she told me she actually doesn't see through it at all, really. Like during the day, it's, she'll only see white through that eye. And then at night, she can just like see glowing lights. And I just, I was wondering if you could pray for her, just for healing and for God to give her this miracle so it could strengthen her faith. Cause she always like, she says she believes that God will heal, but then she's like, well, maybe I'm just meant to deal with it. And I want her to have this healing so that she knows that God does, he heals us. And I want her to have that faith, that strengthening in her faith.
Amen. We can pray for. And her name is?
Valentina.
Valentina? Okay. Lord, we lift up Valentina to you. We thank you, Father, for the work you're doing in her, primarily. And Father, we ask and we pray that you put faith in her to believe what your word says. And your word says when we pray and we believe what we prayed, we shall have it. And we're going to pray for her and we're going to believe, every one of us is going to believe. And we thank you, Father, for healing her in the name of Jesus right now. I command that spirit of cataracts off of her and I command it to go right now. I command all the symptoms to go and I command that eye to be clear in the name of Jesus, that she can see 20/20 out that eye in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for Valentina in Jesus' name. Now, Valentina, you look and see what God has done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in Valentina's eyes right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Cataracts are gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I hear in there praising God. Thank you, Lord. All right. It's done. Them Cadillacs is gone. Jesus' name. Okay. Anyone else? Well, I got a little bit of a testimony. Y'all heard part of it. I don't even know what today is. What's today? This is Tuesday. You heard part of it Saturday. Hayes came out today. That's my little two-year-old great-grandson. And he doesn't remember me except in the box, you know, the iPad box. He sees me in that. I call him and talk to him, or I call him on the phone. He'll talk to me on the phone. I can't understand a word he's saying, but he'll jabber with me. But anyway, he came out. His mom brought him out yesterday. And he said he hadn't had a nap. I said, that's all right. We're gonna bond here. And so I went out and got the tractor. And I said, you want to go riding on the tractor? No, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do that. So that was a miss. And so we got inside and he was playing. It's cold, y'all. It was so cold. Anyway, I asked him, a thought came to me. I said, he likes to walk. I'll just walk. See if he wants to go walking. I said, you want to go walking? Boy, he lit up like a Christmas tree. He came over and grabbed my hand and took me outside and off we went. And we have a little street down through there. It's a dead end street, but it's a lot of things for a two-year-old kid to do. Now, funniest thing, he got down there to the first pothole. And we sat with that pothole, him playing in it, and throwing rocks in it and getting, he had his boots on, he had his rubber boots on, and he stamped in that, you know, and got his hands all nastified and everything, you know, picking up rocks and throwing them, and he'd throw them at me and just laugh when he, you know, I'd get like I was scared, you know. And but we had such an awesome time, and his mama called me. She said, are you okay? I said, well, what do you mean? Yeah, man, Hayes is out here having a good time. Oh, it's been so long. I said, well, how long has it been? She said, an hour. I said, well, you may have to come get me, but he's fine. But we did. We had a good time. Thank you, Lord, for an awesome time with my grandson in Jesus' name. And another thing, Blake talked to me last night, and talked about Jesus, and he wanted to learn some more. And so we're going to do a Bible study on Sunday nights with him and his girlfriend and possibly some other people. So we're going to do that on Sunday nights. Just kind of a basic thing for them, you know, they coming into it. She doesn't know anything about the word, but she's hungry. She wants the word. She wants God. So, and he does too. So that's another good thing. And then one other thing. I was able to talk with my oldest daughter and talk a lot to her. And God just opened up doors for me this visit. And it was awesome. It was an awesome time. And that's what I had prayed, you know, that's what I had prayed, that God would open up the doors to what I could speak to him about the things in the world. And of course, about the things of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the spiritual eyes to see. And they were all that I had spoken to, that the Lord led me to speak to, were receptive. Even my granddaughter, Tiffany, I was able to talk with her for quite some time about the things that were coming and about healing. And it's just awesome. She said, "Papa, I'm just going to stand on the word." I said, "You go, girl. You go. You sure will. I'm going to stand with you." So anyway, it's awesome. People have been giving her testimonies about them being healed, or somebody that they know has been healed by God. And Anna here is making up a card and having everybody put their a little testimony on it to send to Ryan and Tiffany. And that's going to be awesome too. So praise God for God's people that do those type of things. Thank you, Lord. So it's been a good 5 days for me. Jesus' name. Okay. Anybody else? There's Claire. Go ahead, Claire.
Hi, everyone. I have a small, I don't know if it's a testimony or if it's a confession, but I did the 2-day water fast, and I've done longer water fasts before, and I've actually been fine with them. And the Lord really brought me through really strong. And but yesterday, I'd say the last 2 hours of the fast, like all the energy drained from me. I didn't even know how I was going to make dinner for the family. And normally at the end of a fast, I get really excited because I'm making food, right? Like, it's just the best thing. And I was literally like praying every step of the way. And when I sat down for my meal, I was overwhelmed at my own weakness, that I feel like I had an understanding of what Peter must have felt like in that weakness. Because if I had to have fasted for another minute, I might not have been able to, because I just realized nothing comes from me. Nothing comes from me. My faith doesn't come from me. My strength doesn't come from me. My will doesn't come from me. Like, it was the most humbling experience. I didn't say a word during dinner, if you can believe it. And I had nothing but reverence for the Lord. I couldn't believe, I didn't feel forsaken or anything. I just felt like it was really, everything we do is him in us. Every single thing, like we will never, I don't think we'll ever know the side of glory. And it was just unbelievably humbling. And I feel changed and strengthened and emboldened. It's just wonderful.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you. Angelica says, okay. You want to relate anything about that, Angelica?
other than being embarrassed, a little embarrassed by that, I couldn't finish. I finished a few hours earlier, but the same thing, Sister Claire. My heart was pounding, and I was like, "Why? I've done longer than this, and like, it wouldn't seemingly be as hard as this. I don't know why it was so hard, but it was, and I was just, you know, struggling in the shower, struggling all over the place. But I just kind of was like, was in tears. It was just like a softening happened in my heart, like, oh my God. Like, and like you said, it wasn't a self-pity or a forsaking. It was just the love of God, like the grace of God that he gives us to do these things, you know, to be his vessels, you know, because it's all for him, you know, it's all our service, you know, and it's our sacrifice, our service as his priests. So anyway, I just felt so much love after. I was just like, oh God, thank you so much for getting me through that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay, Will.
I don't know what's it called when you dive down. It's a sport, and you can dive down to 10 meters if you can without any oxygen, and you can dive down to maybe 30 meters, and it's sort of like a competition. I don't know what it's called in English.
Free diving.
It's what?
Free, as in not expensive, diving.
Well, free diving, yeah. I remember when I did a serious fast, I just told the Lord, yo, I can't go anymore. I can't. If it's up to me, I'm going to give up now. And he gave me a vision about him being the free diver, and I just have to hold on and let him do it. And I just had a vision of me clinging on to Jesus, and him be swimming down to that 7 days or 8 days that I wanted to fast. And he swam the race, and I just had to hold on that whole time. If it wasn't for that vision, I wouldn't have made it through that fast. And it was such a blessing for me. There was another prayer request that I've got. For the past 10 years, we've really been having serious staff issues. I can't even begin to explain the staff issues we've had, and it's mostly, yeah, well, some has tried to literally kill us. Others have. It's the big problem is when you really need your staff to attend that day, or you're in sort of a bind, they tend to not show up. Especially if you've got like a serious spiritual need that you want to fulfill, they might just not come that day, and it's really frustrating. Because you really depend on them at times. Also, understaffed. We've been understaffed for a long time, putting a lot of pressure and a lot of patience on my dad and my mom and I. I just want to sort of pray, Lord, I ask your help, and I ask for staff that our staff members would repent, and also for maybe new staff, Lord, that could help us row this boat, and that we can get things done that we need to get done, and that we just need your help. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the help. Send them help, Lord. Send them help. Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Dominique.
All righty. Sorry for talking so much this time, but I actually just need a little bit of a prayer request. I guess, like, I'm having a hard time, like, desiring to serve God and desiring to not live in disobedience and stuff like that. Like, if this makes sense, like, I have the desire to desire that, but, like, pulling the actions out is so hard. I don't know what's going on, and
it's been frustrating and discouraging. Like it only happens when I'm alone. Like I'll still read like a few chapters and then, you know, like I'll just lose it. I don't know. Not like lose it as go crazy, but I'll just like, okay, I read a few, now I can go do this. And I don't know. It's just, it's definitely annoying. I don't want to. Like it, when I'm with a group of people, I'm fine. Like they won't notice anything different. And, you know, like I'll still serve God in front of everybody. And it's not like I'm pretending either. Like I actually do feel it. You know, and I feel like I'm in my element, like I'm finally being what I'm supposed to be. And then, you know, I get home and then I just sit around, you know, and I've been working a lot too. So I don't know, it's just been stressful and I don't want to grow complacent because that sucks and it doesn't help encourage. And it definitely doesn't help grow in the Lord. So I don't know. I'm just trying not to get back to where I was a year ago. That's all. So I figured I'd ask for help.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you place it in Dominique to run after you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that he's going to get into the study. He's going to get into the Word. And we'll love it. Love being with you, Lord, in the Word. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Dominique. In Jesus' name. Lord, as he opens up that Word, let those revelations come forth that excite him and want to go further and deeper and deeper. We thank you for doing that for Dominique, Lord. We ask that you grow him up quick in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. Yeah, Julie.
Can I just add to that, please? Father, I lift up Dominic to you, Lord, and I pray that you restore unto him a deep desire to be in your word, a hunger and a thirst for you to seek your face earnestly and not be satisfied with anything else. And I just bind and command all distractions of worldly things, anything the enemy is tempting him with, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. We cast that all down in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that you would do that in all of us, Lord, wherever we are being distracted, Father, you would draw us and draw us close to you and restore unto us anything the enemy is trying to steal away, Lord, that we hunger and thirst for you and that we are not satisfied, Lord, until we are filled with you, with all the fullness of God. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You're muted, Michael.
I said, go ahead, Will.
I think Dominic brought up something that I just also seriously need prayer for. For me, it's the fear of falling back, you know, the fear of sin and the fear of the consequences of the sin. And it's just been, you know, and that's also a sin in itself, you know, that verse of Job that said, everything I feared, it came upon me. I just want to confess that I've got, because the consequences of sin is so harsh sometimes, you know, it's just been such a fear for me not to fall back. And then when I fall back, it's so devastating and it's become something that I need to confess. I just want to confess my fear of sin. Since the Lord told me he freed me from it, I must now be happy and not fearful. But it's, yeah. Lord, I confess my fears to you today, and I confess my fear. You freed me at the cross from all the sins that I've confessed, and that I must now just praise you, and I ask you that you free me from the fear, I ask, and in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Will, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Greg.
I'll amen as well. Now, I have a request. Anyway, I've got to stay humble in this. I got a request last night from a man who pastors a small home church. Actually, it's the one Deepa Gap, who's been here a couple of times, goes to. For me to speak or share it in one of their, I don't know, services, if you want to call it. It'd be in Zoom. They're not going to send me a private jet, which, you know, I'm going to let that go this time. It's going to be a Sunday this month. We haven't set the day yet. But, look, just prayer for me that, you know, I haven't got too many occasions where I have no problem speaking to a crowd. You put me up in front of an audience, I have no problem with that. But, and that's ego runs that, by the way. But just be able to say what God wants me to say, I suppose, when that time comes.
Amen. Father, we do. We lift up Greg to you. Lord, he's got a lot of people that he can influence. And we ask, Father, that you remind him not to be in the flesh, but to be led by your Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that your Spirit will take over. And not only that, Father, that it will be a message that will affect many men's lives or many people's lives. And Lord, I don't have a clue what it is, but I'm asking you to anoint him to say the things that you'd like for him to say in this church, in Jesus' name, that it would open up people's eyes to the truth of the gospel, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for favor with this pastor and this church, for Greg, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's done, brother. It's done. Go ahead, Theo.
When we prayed about the couple dreams that I had with me getting my assessment and then getting fired, that next night I had another dream that I was arrested and put into some kind of jail that was outdoors. It was like a group area that was locked off, and all I know is there was cameras and microphones. They could hear and see everything. And my brother and I were in there. And it was for a causeless crime as well. So, you know, it's I don't know what all these dreams mean. I had my assessment with my boss. It went really well. They gave me a raise. I have no idea. You know, just like, Lord, just, I need some clarity here, you know. I need to know what's going on. I didn't receive a word on this last one. So.
Well, what you described was a FEMA camp.
Okay.
We can pray against that, or it may be something that the Lord has you going into and ministering. You know, I don't know. Was your family locked up with you?
My brother, and I thought my sister and her husband as well. So a few of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Missy.
You know, what may be really throwing you off is that those dreams were parables, very symbolic and not literal.
Okay, and what else?
Just saying. I haven't. That's just what I'm thinking. They're very symbolic and not literal parables.
Okay, so. They could be. I tell you what, Theo. Is Marilyn in here? Marilyn, you in here? There you are.
I was wondering the same too. I was thinking about what she thought.
Kind of what comes to me is just that there's great persecution coming. And one of the things that I've been praying about is that, you know, God's people are not going to be taken out before their time. And praying against, you know, I know that, you know, we've all been praying about the things that are going on in the country. And it's just nuts. It's become so obvious that the left really hates us. And we're just amazed that, you know, Barry reads the alternative news. I don't, but he spoon feeds me some things that, you know, are going on. And it is just, you know, I'm just crying out to the Lord to show himself strong on behalf of his people. And because they're going to come after us with a vengeance. But I believe it's too early for that. I believe that the Lord is, you know, we have prayed. And I'm just excited to see what the Lord's going to do. And I think that really, you know, none of us are really going to know what it is, exactly what it is, until it happens. And, you know, sometimes these things are warning dreams as well. I certainly believe that these things, like what you saw in your dream, is going to happen. But I think it's too early for that. And just because of what we read in scripture. And so, I pray against the things the Lord shows me to pray and to bind up, but also, you know, for gosh, 9 or 10 months now, when he started calling me to a second session of prayer every day, it's been mostly to pray for the body of Christ. And I'm just praying that, you know, he strengthen us, that he gets us delivered of the things that he needs to, you know, deliver us from all the secret faults and the presumptuous sins, and then just the other things he puts on my heart. You know, if we're...
Amen.
That's just all I have to say.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, it's a little bit early, but I think it was Missy sent me a deal with Dana Coverstone on there. Had a prophetic message that God's fixing to shake this United States. He's fixing to shake Wall Street and also Washington, the Capitol, and also the church. Gonna shake them. He's gonna really shake the church. So that's something we need. There's gonna be people in that church, though, if you remember, y'all remember after listening to that thing, that a bunch of them just threw their Bible down and took off running. But there was a few that went to the altar, that was laid down at the altar praying, and God was pleased with that. They were repenting. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to see this separation. But like Melon said, it may be a little early. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happened. As far as the great persecution, that'll be somewhere in the next 3.5-4 years. Looks like. Yeah, Claire.
I just have something to add to Theo's dream, maybe, for the corporate application, that it is a warning that we are being watched. The saints are being watched. We are part of, unfortunately, the beast system, right? Like, we're on Zoom, we're on social media, they have got facial recognition in and out of airports and all that kind of stuff. So I think we just have to come against that in prayer, that our faces will not be able to be recognized, and that we will have the wherewithal to leave the beast system and forgo the social media and forgo certain apps and that kind of stuff. That's what's coming to me about that, just on corporate. And I know most of us don't have much of a footprint in that environment anyway, but you'd be surprised how many apps track your stuff. So yeah, just a warning.
Amen. That's a good idea, Julie, is that we need to pray that God would hide us from those social medias, from the phone, from all of these electronic communication items that we always get into, and to also to destroy any evidence or any kind of record that they have of us in NSA or whatever. And because I was listening to Dan Bongino the other day, it might have been this today sometime, he said that he quit. He doesn't use the phone anymore. He can't use the phone because all of his, whatever he says on it, he said, I don't trust anybody anymore. He said, they take my stuff and just throw it everywhere. Throw it out there on the, in the media. He said, I can't text anybody. I can't talk to anybody because I don't trust them. And he says, I don't have a phone anymore. I don't have text. I don't have Facebook. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have any of this stuff. He said, because they're all looking at you. Well, to someone, it's not, in the know, that's the problem. But we as Christians can rely on God to hide us. That's just like in this house that David and I live in. GPS sometimes doesn't work for people to try to come up here. They can't get up here. They'll have to call us. We have to go down there and get them. And also you can look on the web one day and you can see our house, but the next day the Lord will show us, now I can hide that, watch here. And it won't be there and you can't even find it. So praise God. That's what we have to do. We have to pray and ask God to hide us and he'll do it. Thank you, Lord, for hiding every one of us that's listening right now in Jesus' name. And matter of fact, Lord, I thank you for hiding my voice right now from anybody that's an enemy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Will.
I know the time's up, but I just want to make a short point. When there's going to be a specific day, and on that day, your great escape was going to be that you're dead. You're dead to self, and you've manifested Christ to a certain degree. And what you've done on social media, even if you're the biggest voice on social media, if you are going to be persecuted or captured, is going to hang on that one point, is are you dead to self? That would be the criteria for your capture. That will be the criteria for everything. But I would just suggest don't get distracted too much by hiding yourself. Get into being dead to self. And that's your great escape. You could be the biggest voice on Facebook and be totally dead to self. You'll pass the exam. That's Amen. Just a point that I think I want to bring in.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You, thank you.
Yeah. But you can spend hours trying to hide yourself and not spend time killing the old man. And then you God is going to have you be captured because you need to be crucified.
Amen. Thank you. Well, all right, Dominic.
Sorry, I forgot that I muted myself. I was just saying, I'll be quick, no worries. I was thinking about it last time we were on the call, and I was like, it's kind of cool, because even if there is someone listening on, you never know that maybe, the message of Jesus will actually, hit them at home, and make them repent. So it is possible that, if there is anybody listening, I know that we rebuke that, so I don't believe that. I'm not coming to agreement with it. But God can still use what they hear and read to change, their hearts and their minds. So, that's Amen. Always something that I thought was cool.
Yep. All right, Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Can you just hear?
No, you just muted yourself. you, there you go. We can hear you.
I posted the verse just for encouragement and for a reminder to all of us. If you want, you don't mind reading it?
No, I don't mind. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Well, we thank you, Father, for drawing every one of us in Jesus' name. We love you too, Lord. We love you with an everlasting love. And we ask, Father, by your grace, that we could continue to love each other in the same way, in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Well, we've come to the end, but I hate to say good night. You know what I'm saying? It's just been an awesome night. Yeah, okay. Barbara says that's the scripture that God called her with. Thank you, Lord. Awesome. All right, anything else before I close out here? Lord, just touch everybody here tonight. Give them a good night's sleep, but more importantly, show them your love in a dream, in a vision, in a touch, in a personal visit. That'd be awesome. And we thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Father. Amen. Good night, y'all.